counter, all of these variables make a difference, all of the one percenters.
Now, incidentally, they're down the two players on the bench at Bendigo.
Two now?
Cunning. Yes.
Who's the third player gone?
I'm not sure, but that's what I heard. Take it away, mate.
So the final quarter underway. Baird's been moved into the centre. He gets the clearance inside forward 50 already. Go to Burra. Bouncing away from Fleming, who's obviously replaced Bonadio. Jeddak couldn't get onto the crumbs. Did well to track the ball over the boundary line. The ball's going to be thrown in 30 metres around from Port Melbourne's goal. They're in front by 6 points, looking to get some early scoreboard pressure on against their opponents. Fleming for Bonadio. That's an interesting move in the forward line for Port Melbourne. Luke gets to the front, taps it down, but Hooley was the only one at home. Little short pass towards Darren Hume. Used his body against Brewer to affect the contest. Holmes goes in, slaps it towards Darren Hume. Brewer kept his eye
there
on the football. Well done by Darren Hume. They got the hand pass to Skipworth. Blades it away to centre half forward. Flying high into the contest. There was a Vard. He couldn't mark. Matthew Smith doing very well for Port Melbourne. Passes towards Batsanis under some pressure from Jay Nash. Players keep their head over the football.
Fortunate there, Batsanis.
There's been a free kick. Is it going away to Batsanis or Suckling? It's gone to Suckling. No, Batsanis will take the free kick there.
We're right the first time.
Yeah, we're right onto it once again, Nico. I shouldn't have doubted you. So on the half-back flank here for the Burra. Batsanis, who's been quiet this afternoon, goes long to centre-half forward. The only player going up and in the contest with Blair Holmes. Talk about an inspirational MVP performance today. Blair Holmes has been everywhere since coming onto the ground. Finds Atkinson on the half-back line all by himself. So he takes a bounce, runs the full measure and goes long. Looking for Darcy, Danaher and Mill Houston. Danaher takes his eyes off the football. Does well to get a fist on it going forward. And the ball's going to be thrown in just inside the forward 50 for Bendigo.
It looks like our favourite Nicholas DeLuca is playing loose man in defence.
They might need two or three players in defence, because one thing that hasn't happened this afternoon, the wind hasn't died off. So still a strong breeze favouring Bendigo. They kicked 5-3 in the third quarter to get themselves back into it. Tap down nicely, finds Baird. Another clearance. Forward to the contest here. Adrian DeLuca and Cremieri. Into the back of Cremieri, not rewarded. And the ball's gone out of bounds. Chased there by Holmes and McMahon. Right in front of the 97.7 commentary position. I'm staring at you, boundary umpire, as you stare at me. The ball's about to be thrown in. Did give me a look there as well. I'll give you a wave in a minute, boundary umpire. That's a better throw in. Bill Chambers taps it down the back. Back of Hooley. He's been everywhere. Over the top hand pass towards Skipworth. Cut off there by Suckling, though. Enough time and space for CH to go back and get it towards Lovett-Murray. Under some pressure, so Lovett-Murray kicks towards centre-half forward. Pack forms and flies. No one can mark. At ground level, Adrian DeLuca finds Suckling by hand. His kick in the space finds Chris Kane. No option coming forward, so he'll run it towards centre-half forward. Vacant goal square by Chris Kane. He's blazed away. Last line of defence stuff there for Leroy Jetta. Did well to keep his eyes on the football and take it through for one behind. So they're in front by 7 points. Play on and play on. Play on has been the recipe for Bendigo. They've already got it out there towards Zacharias. Now on the centre wing, out of sight, finds Darren Hume. Hume now looking for an option, looking for Nathan Lovett-Murray, who marks in front of his opponent there, Will Houston. Possibly too far out to score, but you don't know. He can kick it long when he needs to. Bell Chambers by himself. Won't be in the marking contest. Danaher flies.
Oh, what a mark.
The only man to read it well there was Darcy Danaher. Flies high and takes a good mark.
What do you think of that move to play Danaher forward? Because he has played a lot of time in defence.
He's probably 195 centimetres or above Darcy Danaher. They needed a marking option, needed some support for Nagel. Darcy Danaher hasn't troubled to score so far this afternoon, has he? No, he hasn't. He's lining up for a goal, and he has kicked it nicely there for the Bendigo Bombers. He kicked the first goal of the third quarter, the first goal of the final quarter, going the way of the Bendigo side.
If you look at the key forwards inside a 50 for the respective sides, you've got Bendigo, Neagle and Danaher having a big impact on proceedings since half-time. And at Port Melbourne, it's DeLuca and, of course, Bonadio, who are having... DeLuca's kicked a couple,
but Bonadio
having
today
no impact whatsoever on the contest. So Bombers look more likely when they go forward. In the
3 minutes of the final quarter as the wind picks up here. It's Bendigo 9-14-68, Port Melbourne 10-9-69. 1 point the margin here with 3 minutes into the final quarter on 97.7 FM.
He's been challenged again, Port Melbourne here. Just be interesting to see how they reply in the next couple of minutes.
I lied. Danaher picked up his second goal of the afternoon.
Right back in the middle. It's DeLuca up against Bell Chambers. Up it goes. DeLuca won the tap. Kane gets the kick. Quickly out towards the half forward line. Love and Murray, but it's McMahon who's in amongst it, and also Holmes. McMahon fighting desperately for possession, and I think the umpire might come in to bounce. There's a few spots of rain coming in to our commentary position.
That's all we need.
That's the last thing we need, or else we'll be electrocuted.
Well, hopefully you are, Phil. Do us all a favour.
Oh, now, come on. Can't give, get a life, mate.
Well, if any of us have to go down, I think we can afford to go without you tomorrow. So if the electrocution's coming to happen, hopefully it's you who gets buzzed.
Oh, thanks a lot,
Taser
mate.
Taser style, mate.
That's the last time I'll speak to you. DeLuca goes forward.
I'll do me a favour.
O'Farrell dropped it like a hot scone. Jed is in amongst it, and also Dylan. Coming in to meet it there is Raymond. Gets that. The Heights holding the ball.
Oh,
it is.
No.
Yes, it is. Nick, he didn't dispose it correctly.
It was me that said no, Phil.
And the free kick is going to Sam Fleming, and that they need this Port Melbourne, guys. What do you think? They're under tremendous pressure.
They are indeed, Phil. They are.
So Sam Fleming going for goal number two of the afternoon. Now he'll have to curve it right, and the wind will have to bring it back to where that goal umpire is standing.
So right to left?
Yes.
I hope he's listening to what you're saying.
Well, he better kick it or else I'll give him a whack behind the ear if he doesn't listen to me. Comes in. Oh, that's not
he's
a bad
right.
effort. And, oh, no, 1 point. So the margin now is 2 points, 70, play 68. The kick in, Brian Holmes gets it over here to Scanlon. Over the top to Jetta. Jetta, this way, that way, not sure what to do. Now he gets it back. Skipworth, Scanlon. Scanlon now just gets the kick in. Up towards the wing, looking there for Hume and also Smith. He's under pressure.
He dropped it red hot.
Did he ever, can he drop it like a hot scone or a hot potato? And it's over the boundary line in front of our 97.7 free SER, 97.7 Coventry teammate.
Thank you, Phil. Just waiting for you to tap me in. If Blair Holmes was holding the football, there's no different with Matthew Smith's effort there. Umpire Grindle not rewarding the hard effort, the Bendigo Bombers. Feldchambers taps it down. Holmes has been wrapped up. The Port faithful have come full of voice. Needs something to warm them up, so they decided to start screaming. Of course they would. They're under pressure as much as the players. They're only in front by 2 points. Bendigo haven't been close all year. Could be one of the biggest upsets of 2009, or the biggest upset. Fabian DeLuca taps it down. Baird trailing hard. Manages to get his kick out of the clearance. Bad bounce. Turns at 90 degree angles away from Philip Raymond and also Jared Atkinson, and the ball's going to be thrown in.
Around the grounds in the AFL, Geelong 14-13-97 ahead of Melbourne 7-3-45. That's the three-quarter time score. While at Etihad Stadium, it's 10-8-68 for the Blues. The Swans 9-5-59.
Do we have a final score at Trevor Barker Oval? No,
not
nothing.
Yet.
Last time, Casey were well ahead of Collingwood.
Yeah, about eight goals, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie. And in the earlier game, the curtain raiser was Geelong 12-17-89 over Coburg 10-12-72. Throw in. DeLuca has the front position. Double-handed tap to Chris Kane. The hand pass, though, misses Baird and finds McMahon. McMahon's hand pass has been cut off there by Hooley, who uses Holmes. Has to go along the centre half forward. The kick favours Neagle. Matthew Smith is there. Neagle wanted it more. Took on the bump. Took on a second tackle. Good work by Jay Neagle. Couldn't break the second tackle, though, by Hassett. He never gave up the chase. In there, Bucker Hooley. Couldn't get onto it. Chris Kane on hands and knees finds Smith, who retreats to Brewer, who finds the Wombat. Over the top hand pass to McMahon, under some pressure, takes a tackle there by Holmes. Good work. The ball spills out though to Christopher Kane, who goes long towards full forward, flying high. Fleming couldn't muck.
Oh,
off the ground though, Fleming. Flurry diving towards the crumbs. Great work there by Sam Fleming. Sockers it out of midair, and a nice goal to the Borough. They extend their margin now to 8 points. We have gone 8 minutes, or sorry, 7.5 minutes of the final quarter. Sam Fleming, fantastic finishing there. Defender turned forward as the nemesis Bonadio sits on the cane.
On the half back line there, just a couple of Bendigo players just had a look at each other and someone needed to make a call and go for the footy. They just allowed McMahon to get through into that contest and really it was a one-on-three. Bendigo should have controlled that.
I'll tell you what, we don't really see those soccer attempts at goal that often in the VFL. When it does go through, it does look very good.
That was the most animated I've ever seen a VFL crowd, Phil.
Oh, without a doubt, free kick going to Port Melbourne in the middle to Christopher Kane.
Even if you umpire calls now, Port Melbourne.
Oh, well, we've got to be unbiased here, Nico, so you better be unbiased, mate.
I'm just saying.
All right, calm down, mate. DeLuca in front.
Oh,
nearly took the mark. Here's an opportunity now. Hand pass comes back to DeLuca. In amongst it, and I think the umpire will have to bounce it up as the players hatch the ball if they were like chickens sitting on an egg.
Please don't tell me it's going to rain for this last quarter.
Well, they said there was going to be no rain till after the siren. Goodness me, what's going on in this world of ours?
Where are you getting your weather reports from, Phil? They're giving you time when the rain will come.
Atkinson, there's free kick. No. Hume is in amongst it. Comes out here towards Sam Fleming again. The man we talked about. Fleming around the corner.
Oh,
1 point. And Nico is just about nearly killing my ears.
Well, I'll recover you, fill by your ears, take a breather. It is the Borough in front by 9 points. Jeddah's kick in was good towards Cremery. 2-on-1 contest there in favour of the Borough. Crane flies high over Zararakis. Couldn't take the mark, but has a paddock to pick up the crumbs. Can go inboard. Decides to go backwards there to Matthew Smith. Penetrating kick inside forward. 50 flying high. Fleming. Oh, like a rock though. Bell Chambers takes a great mark. Has players out here on the outer side in front of the Norm Goss stand. Taking the mark was Colson Hofficker. In 2 minds, tries to go inboard. The ball was cut off there. Second effort by Colson Hofficker. In goes McMahon. Opens the pack up. Batsanis receives a hand pass by Robbins. Under some pressure there. Out of bounds on the full. Batsanis' kick just missing O'Farrell and out of bounds. So Kamiri takes the free kick. Uses his teammate there in Weekly. Taking the mark inside defensive 50 was Atkinson. He has a paddock, so he takes his second bounce. Looking for an option further afield. He goes long. Where is Skipworth? He's on the leader off his hands. Good work there, keeping his eyes on the football, though. Was Scanlon. The ball to Crumb. He's gone long. The ball bouncing on the wrong side. Out of bounds.
Not a bad result, though.
It is a good result.
Blair Holmes just screaming. He was on his own on the other side of the ground. Should have used him.
Well, sometimes, though, Eddie, the blood runs to the head. You see your opportunity. Scanlon's been good all afternoon. Just failed in the execution there. They need a goal. They trail by 9 points. If there's going to be any wind, you'd want to be in front. Flying high, Darcy Danahurst, third man into the contest. Kick around the body by Nash, was smothered by Pinwell. Good work by Brewer. Finds the wombat. He uses Corey McGrath. Running from defensive 50 now, the Borough. Kicks it out towards Batsanis. Millie's forward ball shooks. The art mark should have been paid, but it wasn't. Atkinson dancing around, tries to break a tackle. Batsanis, second effort on Holmes. He was all over him, umpire, and that's the way he's seen it. Batsanis holding on too long in the tackle. A little bit frustrated, trying to claim the free kick. You know what you did, Nathan. Just give the ball back. He finally does. That could nearly be 50. How long did he have it for, umpire? Be a man and make a decision. So Holmes, 70 metres from home with the wind on his back, goes long to the hotspot. Niggle flies third man in the contest. At ground level, Darcy Danaher could have done better with his finishing. Bouncing through for 1 point. And the margin's back to 8 points. We have gone 10 minutes of the final quarter here from Tiak Oval.
Just keep your composure, Bombers. Just rushing a couple of times. They're still well and truly alive. There's about 18 minutes left in the game.
So huddle forms. Which way will McGrath go? Got players just outskirting the pack, trying to fill up some space. McGrath sees what he's like, and it's Matthew Smith all by himself. Hooley, we're too late into the contest. Had to give away the free kick. Advantage paid to Dillon. Over the top to Batsanis. Weekly has to leave his opponent. He'll find some space now, Raymond. He takes the mark inside forward, 50 in space. Raymond from the pocket has a shot on goal. Will that be the finisher? No, it's not. The goal umpire giving him a ton of work to do there. Lucky the ball stays in for one behind. And we're back to a 9-point margin here at Tiak Oval. 11 minutes gone in the final quarter. Jeddah to kick the ball in. He's got Cremery and Colson Hofficker. Everyone wants to use him. Goes to the outer side. And taking a mark out there is Jay Nash. Outside defensive 50. Has a player on at centre wing. Hassett flies high. Causes a spoil. And the umpire's given a free kick away to the Bendigo Bombers.
So Bendigo about to go into attack now. They go across field finding Hurley. Hurley gets it over the top. To Atkinson, over the top from Mary, under some pressure now. Oh, well tackled by Pinball. Oh, good tackle there as the ball comes out towards Skipworth. Skipworth goes forward out wide here towards Nash. Nash now goes forward inside the 450, made a mark.
Oh,
Bell Chambers misread it. Hassett's in amongst it. Bell Chambers, oh, well done, Hassett. He's under a bit of pressure now. Is the opportunity
what
now
up, Bell Chambers?
For CH. But it's picked up by Fendig. He was tripped. No,
no
says
wasn't.
The umpire.
How was he tripped, Phil?
Oh.
The player was 5 metres away from him. You said he was tripped. Fanning just tripped over his own feet.
Okay.
Patrick Hassett will hope he doesn't see a replay of that.
Oh,
right back in the plate.
I don't think the
breeze
helped him out there.
Bell Chambers in the muck set. Oh, Ryan McMahon got one.
Oh, strong tackle, Holmesy.
Tackle there on Schultz, and the umpire is coming in to bounce the ball.
Darren, I reckon he heard footsteps there.
No, you can't name that against Patrick Hassett. As much as it looked like it, the breeze here is swirling, and I think the ball just tracked him. As much as it didn't look good, because Bell Chambers was coming.
Fendigas in the muck set. Is the opportunity for McMahon? Gets it out here to Robbins.
Good fend off.
Robinson, yeah, I'll say it was Kane. I saw it myself. Oh, there's a free kick against Bonadio, I thought. McMahon has got it. Gets it over. Will he give it to the wombat? No. Inside the 450. Oh, good punch away there. Cremery now. Leading in the race for the ball. Baird has got it. Gets it over the top. Kane, take it away.
Raymond gets onto the crumbs. Fleming tries to break the tackle. He couldn't do so. Did well to get it out towards Bonadio. There has to be a free kick off the play. Holding the ball against Fleming. The free kick going to the Bendigo's captain in Flaherty. has some support there. He finds Jeddah by hand across the face of goal out towards Scanlon and Zaharakis. Zaharakis took the mark, runs it out of defensive 50. About to be run down by O'Farrell, couldn't do so. Kicks it out towards centre wing. Nagel, will that be paid the mark? Or should have been chopping. No free kick, no mark paid. So the bar are back in. McGrath inside forward 50. Had two players there raffling it. Good work by Fleming just to provide the space for Raymond to take the mark.
Final score from Beach Road, Casey 16-19, 115, 62 point winners over Collingwood, 70-11-53. Casey's good form continues.
So the one by 100 points, the one by 90 points, the one by 60 points. There's no team hotter in the competition than the boys from Casey Fields. Can Port Melbourne secure their top four position in season 2009? This is a big kick. They're in front by 8 points, well, 9 points I should say. Raymond shot on goal, no. Just failing in its accuracy towards the end. And through for 1 point. So Port Melbourne in front by 10 points.
Kane, they've missed a couple of shots there, Port Melbourne, just leaving the door ajar for the Bombers.
But as we mentioned, can Port Melbourne find the nucleus to win? The kick in, found Holmes, he uses Zaharakis. He airs it out towards centre half forward all by himself there at Delahunty. Look at the Port Melbourne players in pursuit. It's 4-on-1. Where's his support? It wasn't there. Hassett danced along the boundary line. Did Boulder keep the ball in play? Penetrating kick towards the Wombat. And he gets into the back of his opponent there. Lucky enough to give away a free kick. Slow to his feet there was the captain, Flaherty. But 4-on-1 contest out here on the half-forward line. Will the small men for Bendigo? We know they're only down to 2 fit men on the bench. It could be taking its toll. Bell Chambers taps it down to Flaherty, who uses Hooley by hand. Looking for an option at centre-half-forward. Eagle flies. His arms were chopped. No free kick paid. Brewer gets a hand pass to McGrath. Off one step as a player on its Batsanas. He marks on the half-forward line now. Plays on quickly. Inside the forward line to Fleming. Fleming's been the difference in the second half. They've been lacking a marking option all afternoon. Fleming lining up for goal number 3, tight in the pocket. I said he was a trusty goal kicker. This one into the mouth of the breeze, be very hard, and the breeze has just died off.
That's an understatement, Kate.
The breeze has just died off a little bit. If he wants to be quick, have your shot on goal now. As the nuggety Wombat comes off, and on comes Chris Kane. Fleming, known defender. Over 100 games for the Borough. He'll be coming in from 50 metres out, tight in the pocket. Sam Fleming does very well, but not good enough, and through for one behind. So the margin now goes to 12 points. Quick kick in has been the order of the day all afternoon for the Bendigo Bombers. Taking the mark there, Zaharakis has some players on. He plays on now. Use Holmes on the inner side here in front of the Norm Goss stand in front of the 97.7 broadcast position. Holmes plays on. Uses Colson Hofficker to take the mark in front of Robbins. He's on centre wing now. Where's Nagel? They need another marking option long. So he goes long towards the pocket. Coming out to meet it there, Darcy Danaher does well and takes a good mark in front of Milhewson.
He
spins around now. Darcy Danaher looking for the option inside forward 50. Goes towards Neagle. He's caught at the back of the pack. He couldn't mark. Oh, trusty as ever. First man into the contest there. Matthew Smith does well to take a mark. Yeah. Oh, he's kicked though. A little bit airborne. A Brewer set a task. Does very well to trap the ball in front of him. And then runs away. It was a great shepherd. Brewer's kick towards Fleming. 2-on-1 contest in favour of the Borough. Fleming does well. His second effort was great. The hand pass by Batsanas finds McMahon. Batsanas continues to run. No option home. So he has to go to a 1-on-1 contest. Using his body well though was O'Farrell against Jeddah. Can O'Farrell do the... Oh. O'Farrell tracking the ball close towards the point line. Couldn't keep it in. Couldn't pull something out of the hat. And goes through for another behind. Every point ticking closer to Port Melbourne's victory. It's 81 to 69. 12 points of margin in favour of Port Melbourne. We've gone nearly 17 minutes of the final quarter, Nico.
Free game. You know, can Bendigo win this game? Do they know how to win? You know, that's what...
Oh.
They haven't gone now for about 10, 15 minutes, so...
Courage here by Delahunty. They're not taking him up. At least he kept it in there, so he makes sure that the ball didn't go to Port Melbourne's forward line. And Robbins is coming off for a well-earned rest, and coming onto the ground is the Wombat, Toby Pimble.
Now... One thing though that Port Melbourne haven't done in this final quarter is put their opposition away. Their last 3 or 4 shots on goal have gone through for behinds, Nico. The door's still ajar for the Bendigo Bombers.
One goal,
Kane
seven.
Now with the kick now inside 450, looking there for Toluca. In amongst it there for Port Melbourne, also there
O'Farrell.
Is O'Farrell and also Fleming. They've got weight and numbers there. Fleming is in amongst it. In there is Toluca.
What
and
up, Flaherty.
Now Flaherty gets it out at the Zaharakis.
He's been
Zaharakis.
Everywhere in this final quarter.
He sure is. Goes inside
kick.
The forward 50.
Brilliant
oh, good
kick.
Mark. And I think that's Nagel.
It is.
Taking the mark.
Zaharakis, eh?
Oh, I love him as a player, Zaharakis. I wouldn't mind having him in my team at the Dream Team of the Year as a text message comes through quickly. Kane, who's it from?
No, Phil, you keep calling the game. Let me look after the text messages, mate. I think you're about to burst.
Okay. Phil, just quickly, Nager was receiving a bit of treatment earlier from the trainer.
Oh, you got a number one fan. Loving the way you called. Doreen from Fitzroy's messaged you again. She might
thank
meet you for a Capricciosa
much.
Pizza.
Oh, thanks very much, Doreen. As Nagel kicks the goal, the margin now is one strike kick. Port Melbourne 11-15-81 to Bendigo 10-15-75. And we have played 18 and a half minutes of the final quarter, boys.
They do look a little tired, though, Bendigo. I mean, that was a rebound play with Zaharakis. They found some room. It's been a little bit slow in the build-up, but if they've got a sniff, they won't be worrying about how tired they are if they're within striking distance of their first win.
I think Bendigo are happy with a draw at the moment, boys. They just want some points on the board for season 2009. We said we'd be sitting in the nails in Bendigo Bombers' coffin, but it's all open now. Open casket stuff here by the Bendigo Bombers. Nathan Lovett-Murray couldn't get it out. Going in there once again, McMahon. Packamani. In goes Matthew Suckling. Slaps it forward now, all the way inside forward 50. Battling hard there and doing well. Drops the mark, although the mark's been paid to Philip Raymond.
He's been good.
He's been great. Nearly made his way onto the St Kilda list. Has spent some time down here at the Borough over the last two seasons. Don't know if he did enough to claim the mark. It could have been a free kick. Now, Raymond, he wouldn't face many situations like that. We've still got 12 minutes or 10 minutes left to play. Nearly ticking in the time on. They're in front by 6 points. Can he extend the margin to 12? Kicking into the breeze. In comes Philip Raymond. Staggered approach. Gets under it and airs it. Will it go through for a point? Sneaks home. One behind. Port Melbourne 11-16-82. The Bendigo Bombers 10-15-75. Phil Pearce, you have a fan club. I get nutter. So in comes Jeddah. That's a nice pass towards Atkinson. Outside defensive 50, takes the mark. He plays on, goes long towards centre half forward. Delahunty's been caught out of position here, and taking the mark there was Corey McGrath.
How are you making of his game, Kane?
He's been one of the better players for Port Melbourne in recent weeks, and no reason why he wouldn't be in the best again today, Corey. He marks the defensive side of the ground for Port Melbourne. Oh, as soon as you say that, he gives it too much air, and the ball nearly ends up in the 97.7 FM commentary position. Out of bounds on the full. Still some time left. It's only 7 points here for Bendigo. They'd love the next goal. Kicking it in. Can't wait for him to see it. It was Holmes. Up high, Fanning slaps it away out of the contest. Fanning tracking her. Sorry, Toby Pindall tracking. He drilled out there towards Christopher Kane. He breaks the tackle of Scanlon. Runs up after his own hard work. Keeps the ball in very nicely. The bounce, though, didn't favour Raymond. And Atkinson coming through. Slaps the ball over the boundary line. 70 metres around from Port Melbourne's goal.
Did you Kane?
He
with
did.
Snap pass. Very good that around the corner.
He's kept the ball in play around the bend nicely. Batsana slaps it out of the contest, but Hooley was there once again. Holds on to it for a while, then uses Flaherty, uses Cremieri. They've got plenty of run left, the Bendigo Bombers. He runs it outside of defensive 50. Finds Darren Hume, who's been good when he's been on the ground. He marks out of sight on centre wing. Where's Neagle?
Got to move it on.
And Neagle hasn't left for him, but Danaher has. On the lead, it's been a long lead there, Danaher. Didn't get paid the mark. Will Hewson there couldn't break the tackle. Over the hand pass there towards Dillon. Very close to the boundary line there. Good work by the Bendigo Bombers.
Free kick for.
Oh. What's that for?
In the back.
Really?
Yep.
Anyway. When the momentum was going Bendigo's way, they've been let off there, Port Melbourne. The contest on centre wing, good work by Jay Nash, not to give away the free kick, slapped it towards the boundary line there, trying to keep the ball in, yes they can, Baird follows it up, he slaps it off the ground, there towards centre half forward now, running onto the crumbs, Batsanis, is there a player on inside forward, 59, it's going to be a foot race, 3-on-1 in favour of the Bendigo Bombers, good tracking there by Leroy Jeddah, he was first man of the contest, and the ball's going to be thrown in once again, the VFL SMS talk line is on fire, 0424 438 415.
That's Lizzie increasing Phil's fan club to two.
The ball's been thrown. DeLuca grabs it out of the marking contest. Trying to break the tackle there. Baird, he's thrown it out. The umpire's missed it. Batsanis, can he break the tackle there of Lovett Murray? No, he couldn't. Christopher Kane tries to dribble like a basketball player, then couldn't break the tackle of Atkinson. Could have been given a free kick for holding the man. Very close to the boundary line there. I can't see it. I'm going by the Port Melbourne supporters' chance. They're appealing for holding the football. Hassett was there, and the ball's going to be thrown in. So Fabian DeLuca comes back on now. Zaharakis, Hooley, Atkinson, they're all trying to get themselves for a win this year. The umpire's paid a free kick against Bell Chambers in the rucking contest. I didn't see it. will go by Nick the umpire. He's our fourth umpire in the box here this afternoon. No free kick there. Feluca would count himself very lucky. Too far out to score. So he just pops it up to 30 metres out. Players will fly at the front of the pack. Taking a great mark. There was Kamiri. Trying to play on too quickly. The hand pass went straight into Terry Pinwell's leg. The ricochet has come out. It's all inside defensive 50. The Bendigo Bombers. Bendigo Bombers are trying to do a little bit too much of the playing on at the moment and not doing the right football things.
Are they getting a bit panicky, guys?
They're in with a chance. Beltran was tackled in the contest, not paid. He's taking some of the crumbs. He slaps it forward, holds up in the breeze. The marking contest is there. Schultz at the front position does very well to mark on his chest in front of Leroy Jetta. And he's lining up to what could be the sealer here at Tiak Oval. We have gone 23 and a half minutes into the final quarter. It's Port Melbourne leading by 7 points.
Just slipped there, Leroy Jetta, the crucial moment just before Schultz got the mark. Leroy Jetta just behind him, just lost his
It comes back there. To a defensive turnover, though, by Kamiri, who took the mark. Schultz runs around, has a shot on goal. The margin here is back to 13 points. The Borough go to 12-16-88 in front of the Bendigo side, 10-15-75. We've ticked right on 24 minutes in the final quarter. KC Radio, 97.7 FM. First bounce Saturday afternoon.
Just experience and class prevailing. I think we talk about knowing how to win. Port Melbourne know how to win when they're challenged. They've been challenged, they've risen, and I think they'll get the job done from here. Too tall an order now.
And Nick, they've not been over impressive today. They still haven't hit their straps.
There's still plenty of time left.
Yep.
It's about 4 or 5 minutes, I think. Only four goals get kicked.
They need the next goal.
Exactly. Kane back in the middle
there.
That's
Bendigo, of course.
DeLuca. Now, there's a free kick going which way? No, he's going to recall it, I think.
That's a good rule.
Well, why don't they just throw it up in these windy conditions instead of bouncing it? That might make it a lot equal to both players.
The bounce is traditional, though, Phil.
Oh, but they should throw it up in these windy conditions. It's an absolute nightmare. Bell Chambers is in the ruck, comes down towards
free
him
kick.
Again. Free kick going Port Melbourne's way. No, it's Bendigo's way.
The Skipworth.
And it's going to Skipworth. Have they got time? One last hurrah from the Bendigo Bombers. Goes up forward.
Neagle.
Oh, Neagle, what a mark.
You've got to pay that umpire.
You are not kidding.
Oh, umpire.
That's disgraceful.
You've got to pay that. Why can't you pay it? I want to hear your excuse for not paying that umpire, Grindle. Where is your theatre? It's Grindle.
It's not. Grindle's in the middle.
Gleeson, was it the man from Tassie? He needed his second head to see it.
DeLuca pushed Chambers out. Now it comes out here towards Hassett. Free kick going Bendigo's way, is it? Is it going to Bendigo?
Skipworth.
And it's going
old
to Skipworth.
Square up.
Lovett Murray's gone by himself inside the goal square. No, not seen.
I reckon he'll kick this Hayden Skipworth. He's a pretty good kicker goal, this fellow. I'll back him in.
You've got to go from right to left, though, Phil. We've got to see a little bit of the outswing.
Actually, it's got to go left to right, actually. Cundy will take my advice. You can bet on that. Oh, he has. Don't tell me. No.
Please.
Still in play. Is it opportunity now for the Port Melbourne side to go out the fence? Dylan. In amongst it. Now it's Jetta. Now's an opportunity now for Nash. Gets it over here to Zaharakis. Has a shot on goal. Zaharakis, no. It's out of bounds on the full. In
no
the full pocket. Kane, take it away, my friend.
Nico, Eddie, Darren. While Middle Houston tries to bring the ball back into play, this is an important kick in. No, getting nothing from the boys behind. So Middle Houston will just have to go long. Very long indeed. It's a 70-metre pass. Is there a free kick off the play?
Mark.
No. Scanlon was the only one to take the mark in front of Pinwell.
Kicking to the hot spot.
Neagle's there, and also Bell Chambers. He's working for Neagle to move. Oh, no, Scanlon, that's a real shank. Disappointing effort there. Allows Batsanis into the contest. His hand pass misses Brewer, so he goes in and gets it himself. Back to Brewer. A little toe poke out towards Phil Raymond. The ball bounces away from him forward towards the Bendigo Bombers. Three players see it over the boundary line there. Chris Kane, Toby Pinwell, and also Paul Scanlon. So the ball's going to be thrown in.
Good effort by Scanlon there. Kane with numbers against him.
Scotty Lucas just walking in front of me. I'm sure the Bendigo Bombers would love to have them in their arsenal at the moment. Nash, hand pass over the top there to Jetta. Now to Kamiri. Running through the centre of the ground. Kamiri goes long. At the back of the pack, Darcy Danaher backing back there, Fabian DeLuca. He doesn't look too agile sometimes, does he? Big Fabian DeLuca going back there, all arms and legs, like a backstroker in the final in the Olympics. Couldn't get near the football. The ball's been thrown in. Fabian DeLuca at the top there. Nice work tapping it down with Zavard. But Brewer's there to Shark. It gets a hand pass to McGrath in the back pocket for the Borough. In two minds, goes long along the line there nicely to Dylan. Kicks it up there towards the contest. Marking for the Bendigo Bombers. And as you can hear, the siren goes.